When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. There are states where every barn seems to mimic the other. Have you ever driven through Wisconsin? Somebody made a killing as a traveling salesman peddling red paint. Now, I will admit, the scenes were idyllic. Quaint little crimson barns tucked o'er atop rolling green hills for miles and miles made me smile. And also question, just where were these pristine farmsteads hiding all their junk? Elevated blacktop roads gave ample viewing to see front, back, and sides of one neat and tidy place after another. Still, no junk. Somewhere in Wisconsin, there's a huge barn filled dirt floor to hayloft rafters with rusty implements and tractor tires. I just know it. But I digress. Though their buildings are picture perfect, they lack the character that accompanies variety, the proverbial spice of life. Here in Missouri, barns come in every shape and size and color. I know that because I am a self-professed barn gazer. My favorites are the gambrel style with a double slope on each side of the roof, and that lower slope has a steeper roof pitch than the upper. Gambrel barns are also sometimes called Dutch style barns. They are often on horse farms. Maybe that's the real attraction to me. I think I could live in one of those. I also favor the look of the old tried-and-true monitor barn, a.k.a. the raised roof barn. So it was with special interest that I followed the story of one such monument to agriculture being restored by a farming friend in North Missouri. The barn on the Thummel Farm was built in the early 1900s. It served its original purpose as a stanchion dairy barn housing 26 cows, complete with individual waterers until the mid-1950s, when a four-stall parlor was built. Cement in the front of the barn was the holding pen for the parlor. From the 50s until present, it has served several purposes, housing baby calves, weaned calves, sows and pigs, many of which were chore projects for my friend Deb in her formative years. She remembered square bales of hay stacked high and at the ready until about the mid-80s. For the past 10 or so years, the Thummel family has anguished over what to do with it due to its low ceiling and deteriorating condition. They took several bids for different ideas to retrofit it for a new purpose, but nothing seemed quite right. It had come to a do-or-tear-down situation. They'd been mulling over the best plan for better facilities for cattle working for their calf backgrounding business at the same time. And this spring, they decided to merge barn renovations and improved cattle working facilities through a fixer-up, multi-phase plan over time. They started at the top, addressing the barn's weakest point, the roof. Amazingly, the weathered boards and original bricks and inner beams were solid after 100 years. On the to-do list, the Thummels included installing a pen, alley, and chute system. The work involved cleaning out decades of stuff and grime for the fifth generation of family to work in that barn and the sixth to work on the farm. For now, a new roof and overhang have breathed into the stately building new life and purpose. In time, they'll tend the whole building, preserving a piece of history and assuring the next generation will have a place to house, hold, and harbor life on the Thummel Farm. Every barn has a story, whether hoop, hippo, Kwanzai, gambrel, or pole. So nice work, Thummels, for continuing to write yours. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the barn gate closed for today.